The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, GTA 6 is delayed as Rockstar is also accused of union-busting tactics. Turns out most of the people caught up in the recent Discord hack were Australian, and a playable version of Pokemon Pocopia has been leaked online. Here's news for Sunday, 9th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
GTA 6 has been delayed again with a new release date of November 2026. This comes around the same time that a bunch of employees at Rockstar Games, the team behind Grand Theft Auto, were fired. Reported by Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, the company let go around 30 to 40 employees across offices in the UK and Canada. The Independent Workers Union of Great Britain, the first to organise video game workers in the UK, alleges it is one of the most blatant and ruthless acts of union busting in the history of the games industry. It told Bloomberg that all the employees let go had been involved with union efforts at Rockstar.
But Rockstar have denied those claims, stating that the firing was in no way related to people's right to join a union or engage in union activities, and said that it was actually due to employees allegedly sharing company information in a forum that included non-employees. According to the union, all of the affected employees were part of a private union chat group on Discord, and the only outsiders in the chat were labor organizers. Since Rockstar were targeted with a massive leak in 2022, which released dozens of videos of unfinished footage of Grand Theft Auto 6, the company has been pretty strict with security, even going as far as asking workers to return to the office 5 days a week, partly for security reasons. But that's not a good look for them. The Guardian has confirmed that of the nearly 70,000 users caught up in the massive identity hack, 68,122 of them were Australian, to which I say struth bloody hell, mate. Australia is currently embarking on a massive social media ban for children under the age of 16 and are leaving it up to each platform to determine how they do that. But this doesn't fill you with a lot of confidence. The legislation for age verification comes into effect about 1 month from today, if you're listening to this, on December 10th in Australia.
Discord said that it was the third-party service that they used for the age verification that was hacked, saying that usernames, email, billing information, IP addresses, and a small number of government ID images were stolen. Expect this to keep happening more and more as other sites get added to the list, and each company is left to their own devices to work out how to check how old someone is. Whoops, Pokemon's next game just got leaked online, and guess what? It's a fully playable prototype. The 2019 beta version of Pokemon Pocopia, the upcoming farming and village building sim, appeared online when an account called RyDogE_ discovered it in the files of the major 2024 leak. The user shared the finding on social media, saying it's a fully playable Unity project. It looks completely different to what we saw a couple of months ago, with this 2019 prototype using a different graphics engine and using a more 2D pixel art that looks a bit like Stardew Valley.
This prototype also shows that it was a bit more of a resource management sim like Stardew rather than what it is now. The 2019 version is also centered around players assigning Pokemon tasks, for example, getting Charizard to roam around the map, pick up resources, or getting Eevee to automatically craft houses based on the resource items that you have. Where the current version sort of focuses on Ditto using its powers to learn abilities from other Pokemon that have been unlocked on their map.
Nintendo has been hit with a bunch of different hacks recently, including the names of the Gen 10 games Pokemon Wind and Wave, and the entire Pokemon Legends ZA Pokedex leaking months before launch. The leak also revealed that the game originally started at Game Freak before the company handed it off to Koei Tecmo. It's interesting to see how different it is and makes you wonder why they changed it up. There isn't a release date just yet, but we do know it will be out sometime next year. Have you ever wondered what it'll be like to have all the nail-biting, teeth-grinding stress of cooking with your friend in Overcook in real life? Well, some lucky or maybe unlucky reality show contestants are about to find out as Overcooked is getting a reality TV show. In an exclusive report by Deadline, they say that A24 has acquired the rights to the high-intensity cooking video game and are partnering with Netflix to create an unscripted series adaptation. But isn't that basically the format of most reality cooking shows?
The show will apparently be similar to other Netflix reality shows such as Nailed It and Floor is Lava, and will involve a bunch of chaos and high-stakes challenges. We aren't sure when this will come out, but the show is believed to be in the early stages of development, so, you know, keeping an eye out for that one in the news. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Become a master hacker in the roguelike deck builder Into the Grid. This cyberpunk dystopian has epic card battles, map exploration, and resource management, which you use to explore the dangers of cyberspace and fight evil corporations. That is out in early access on PC on the 10th of November.
In Goodnight Universe, you play as a six-month-old baby called Isaac, who's developed mysterious psychic powers. All you want to do is be loved by your family, but you have to face off against a secretive tech corporation that wants you for their own. Classic baby stuff. That's coming to PC on and PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S and Nintendo Switch 2 on the 12th.
Live your dreams as a tiny mouse in the cozy woodland survival game Winterburrow. You play as a mouse who has returned from the big city to find their childhood home in ruins. Fix your childhood home, explore, gather resources, knit warm sweaters and bake pies in this super adorable game. You can grab it on PC, Switch and Xbox Series S and X on the 13th.
Also out on the 13th is Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza Kiwami 2. Dive back into the original story that launched the epic series with enhanced graphics and improved frame rates. Both of these games have been fully remade from the original PlayStation 2 classics, and it's perfect for both newcomers and longtime fans of the Yakuza series. They'll both release separately on the Nintendo Switch 2 this Thursday.
For you city builder fans out there, get ready to explore ancient Rome in Anno 117 Pax Romana. Build cities, expand your influence through Roman provinces, and govern using economic prowess, diplomatic skills, and military might in this real-time strategy game. That's out on the 13th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and the 14th for PC. Keep an eye on sifter.com.au for a review on this one.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni Di Giovanni.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We're getting into hardware on sifter.com.au. We've got a look at the Genki Pocket Pro by Mitch. We're testing out microphones like the HyperX Quadcast 2 by Nom, and much, much more to come. So you can head to sifter.com.au. Click on the hardware button at the top for the collection as we dig into the best gaming accessories and tell you what we think. That's on sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Naomi Jackson, myself, Kat Jahn, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, Chris Button, and Hope Corrigan. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then. The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.